This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS foodie chap at La Societe Cafe and Bar. And with me is restaurant executive chef and partner, Chef Alexandre Viriot. Bonjour, mon ami.
Hello, Liam.
Glad to be with you, my friend. Here we are, San Francisco. And to you, I'm going to say welcome home because you're not a stranger to the Bay.
No, that's for sure. After 13 years back.
Feels good?
I love it.
Let me tell you, what you're cooking here, chef, what you're doing here, your years of experience and talent and passion all showing up on the plate. We'll get into the food. I wish we had smell-o-vision on the radio because the moule here and this tuna dish, oh my word. My nose is exploding with joy right now. Let's go back in time. Grew up in Dallas, French parents, classically trained, French chef. Where did you do your training?
So I traveled my entire life pretty much. I was born in Dallas, left the US when I was 12. My parents went back to Europe, so we went to Barcelona. And then we went to France, and that's where I started my culinary experience. I did an apprenticeship for 2 years at a restaurant, French traditional. And then from there, I came to the Bay, in Half Moon Bay, with Xavier Salomon at the Ritz-Carlton.
You had to mention one of my favorite chefs in the world. I always say he's my second favorite chef, but we know that's not true. He's number one. Chef Xavier, a mentor. Every chef has mentors. How important was Chef Xavier in your career?
Chef Xavier is what made me become what I am today. He's known me since I've been a little apple.
a little pomme. Petite pomme.
Yeah, so he took care of me. He took me under his arm for 2 years in Half Moon Bay and then sent me to Guy Savoy.
Yeah.
And I did open there in Vegas. And then from there, after 2 years, I was thinking it was time to move. So I had an opportunity to go to Robuchon, Vegas at the mansion. So I did that. And then after 5 years being in Vegas, time to leave. So I went to Russia and started my abroad extravaganza.
I mean, extravaganza. From Vegas to Russia. You dropped a couple of names there, though. Robuchon. What was your takeaway from your days with Robuchon?
It was very, very good. He's an exceptional person, still is. It brings a lot to my cuisine is today is because of Robuchon, Guy Savoy, and Ducasse, which I joined in Russia.
Those three names, Guy Savoy, Jules Robuchon, Alain Ducasse, three of the French greats. Let's add a fourth, Xavier Salomon, to the mix there. Each one, you had different takeaways from them. Going to Russia, let's talk about just the cultural experience for that. As an American-born chef with French parents, you're in Russia. Tell me about that experience.
It was interesting. I mean, when I first got there, obviously the language barrier was there.
So tell me about that experience.
Getting there was quite shocking because they have a very different mindset. When, for example, the first delivery I got when we opened the restaurant, the lamb came in a garbage bag.
Ask no questions.
Yeah. But then little by little, we were able to work with the vendors and we got to a proper way of delivery in different aspects.
Now, when it comes to your cuisine, obviously, your greatest teachers have been French. We all know how great French cuisine is, but how would you describe that to someone who's new to food? What is it about the French masters and the French attitude to cuisine from the chef point of view? What is, if you will, in a nutshell, French cuisine all about? What are the tenets of French cuisine?
Well, I take California and French a little bit similar because in France, obviously, the cuisine is involved towards product. And being in France and Europe in general, we have fantastic product. And I think now here, being in California, it's pretty much similar.
Yeah. But we shouldn't have had that cocktail. We'll talk about those in a minute. California, that coming together of French technique, California produce, how does that combo work? And how does it show up on the plate?
Well, I mean, it's important for me to go every Saturday to the farmer's market. It lets me see what's in season, what's coming, talk to the vendors, get to know that. It's very important to do that. There's a lot going on, especially now. We're going into two different seasons. So there's a big change on the markets regarding ingredients and product.
Well, here we are, Chef Alex. We are downtown San Francisco, 3rd Street. You're a few blocks from the farmer's market, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Tell me about the experience of being a chef here in San Francisco, here at La Societe. Going to the market, what does it offer you up, especially now as we head into fall, winter?
Well, it's right now, this Saturday I'm going to be going, and it's going to be my main focus on seeing what the autumn menu is going to be coming, because obviously, being abroad so long, it's new for me. The seasons are a bit different here, also ingredients. So that's my main focus for the markets.
But the bounty here, the bounty that you get to enjoy, we have Salad Bowl USA, Central Valley, just a couple of hours away. So the bounty is near. The bounty and the offerings that you get to choose from are aplenty.
This is true, yeah.
Yeah. So pumpkin's going to be coming up pretty soon. And squash, those things excite you?
Oh, yeah, I love pumpkin.
Yeah.
A good pumpkin dish with a scallop or something like that. For me, autumn is root vegetables, mushrooms, and then we're going to be going into the game season. Obviously, the white truffle is going to be coming around the corner also from Italy. So
getting me excited here, Chef.
There's a lot going.
Before we get into the food on the menu, let's talk about what we're drinking. So the bar program here, Carlos made a couple of cocktails for us. So in your glass, Chef, La Societe, a great bar. What's in the glass here?
So here we have the Monsieur Lapin with a Reposado tequila, mezcal, yellow chartreuse, carrot, and orange bell pepper. Since the restaurant logo is a rabbit, we really wanted to implement something that involved with the rabbit. So that's why we have a carrot juice cocktail.
Is that why you're hopping around everywhere? Because of the rabbit connection? Is that what that's about?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I knew this interview would be fun. Chef, what's in my glass? What am I drinking?
So you have Lerman. It's a Basse Armagnac Suze honey peach extract. It's a good dish that's going to pair the mussel frites.
I love it. So this is in some way, is this an homage to Baz Luhrmann or Baz Luhrmann?
Good question.
Carlos, get in here. Give us some info. Let's talk through the menu. Friends, I have to tell you first, before Chef Alex here at La Societe tells us about the cuisine. I had dinner here just recently. It is a party on the palate menu. There is nothing on this menu I did not want to eat. So that means I've got to come back, you know, two or three times more to enjoy. The menu divided up into small bites, hors d'oeuvres, then you've got your entrees. Let's talk about a couple of the small bites firstly. And I know you've got some local things to celebrate.
So we have Dutch crunch gougères stuffed with some cream cheese, fromage blanc, comté cheese, and black truffle. And then we got some hog island oysters, seasonal, so depending on what's on availability, will change by day.
Who doesn't love hog island? Please, come on, bring it on. As we continue, one of my favorite dishes, the Liberty Duck, liver mousse, yes, thank you very, very much. The Heritage Pork Country Pâté, yes, merci beaucoup. And then moving on here, hors d'oeuvres. I mean, French restaurant, you cannot escape the onion soup.
Yeah, so we really did a different base on the onion soup. It's served with a bone marrow and oxtail ragu, The reason why we do that is because we're actually making very strong bouillon out of the beef oxtail. And instead of not utilizing the meat, we bring it back to the dish. So it brings a garnish to your dish as well.
I love it. Everyone loves a salad. So tell us about the La Société or La Society salad. What are the tenets of the salad?
So the salad is really traditional, classic, I would say. It's butter lettuce, some grated radish, some green apple, some ricotta salata, and this is dressed with a tarragon Dijon vinaigrette.
Yes, please. Chef, we were just in the kitchen. One of my favorite dishes on the menu. In France, they call this moule. Here, mussels, salt spring mussels, and frites. Talk us through what's special about the way you do mussels here.
So when I first got here, I got some different varieties of mussels. I really wanted something that approaches what we can find in Europe, and I found that the salt spring mussels from Canada are very similar. They're not too big in the shell, and they're actually very meaty compared to the other ones that I was finding. So
there's
one reason why I choose this mussel.
There's a little special sauce, though, and the sauce is really what you have to stick around for. You got the frites to dip in. I say order a little bread with some French butter to dip in the sauce. Talk us through the sauce on the mussels.
So the sauce is made with the mussel sauce from the cooking of the opening the mussels, and then it's a reduction of saffron and cream, and what really hits the mussel is the absinthe. I wanted to bring something very different.
And you had to, of course, dip the fries into duck fat. It would be rude not to, wouldn't it?
Of course not.
You made another dish here, Chef, the tuna. This is the ahi tuna carpaccio. My gosh, this dish blew my mind. We had this just a couple nights ago. So talk us through this dish, ahi tuna carpaccio. What's it all about?
So this, I wanted to do a raw fish. So I did the tuna carpaccio, and instead of doing a classic niçoise salad, we took the play of taking those ingredients and building into the seasoning of the carpaccio. So we diced everything in small dices, the olives, the capers, the anchovies, some fennel, some lemon confit preserved, and anchovies and some lemon juice and olive oil. Really what everything you find inside a niçoise salad is what seasoning your carpaccio.
You know, the entree is so many great things. From chicken to sill, the scallops to the pork chop. The other night, of course, I did have the roasted Liberty Duck à l'orange. But you also here, if you love your steak, you want to have a good steak dinner, you have a couple of offerings here.
Yeah, so we steak frites. You can't not have a steak frites in a bistro in Paris or in Lyon or elsewhere in France. So we did that, and we did it really traditional with the au poivre sauce. Very basic with the steak frites, also tossed in duck fat, and then served with a little bit of watercress just to give you a freshness.
Friends, come here for dinner. Check out the bar. Have some cocktails after work, but the dinner experience here is incredibly special with a rock star chef, Chef Alex Vuillot. I'm honored to call him a friend. Chef, for those who have not been here yet, why should they come to La Société Bar and Café?
To have a great experience, have fun, very family style driven food, enjoy the friends and the family around the table, and just have a great night.
It'd be naughty to not mention the wine. This incredible restaurant comes with a great bar program, the great cocktail program. Thank you, Carlos. Incredible menu, a party on your palate of delicious dishes, but a great wine program as well.
Yes, correct, yeah.
So
we took it to the local California, and obviously being French, we got some French wine in as well. So we have about 90 labels on the wine program.
Well, listen, friends, do yourself a favor. Come visit Chef Alex, La Société or La Société Café and Bar. It's on 3rd Street, right off Market, downtown San Francisco. You'll be happy to be here. A party on your palate, you'll leave with a happy tummy, and you'll want to come back for more. My friend, great to see you.
Good to see you, Liam.
And bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
Happy tummies, friends. More on Chef Alex and the story behind La Société Café and Bar at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chap. More wine, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.